everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my buddy John Couch, John engineering and producing the show. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, October the 19th, 2020, bringing folks together right here on the good old radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk. Worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from KVOI.com. The Buckmaster Show live line presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Family-owned, and that, you know, I say that in this commercial every time. You know how important that is, because you're going to get such individual attention from Mo and Corinne, his lovely daughter who works so closely with Mo, and they've been doing this since 1985, and I'm very proud to be associated with the new website. They're doing the e-commerce. They've got the Bill Buckmaster collection of fine antique maps and prints. Some really nice pieces there, and everybody's doing Zoom these days. So if you want something really nice behind you when you're doing the Zoom, check out Moe'sGallery.com. Look at what they've got there on the website. Moe's Gallery, located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. The Monday political face-off today featuring our commentators. We have David Eppenheimer is with us. David is, he's served 4 years so far in his first term as the Republican, second term as the local chair of the Pima County Republican Party. Dr. Don Jorgensen with us. Dr. Jorgensen, the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, how was your weekend?
I had a interesting weekend. I ran the Cape Cod Half Marathon.
What?
Yeah, and if you're wondering how I got there and back, it started, Cape Cod. I ran it 2 years ago, and so I was excited to do it again, and this year it started 100 feet from my front door.
Wow.
Because all the races are virtual now, and so I didn't quite have the same scenery.
No. But, so how does it work? You ran for how long?
I'm not a fast runner. I did it in about 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Okay.
And so needless to say, you start very early.
Yeah. David, you've been so busy. You know, this issue, before we talk about the turnout, which is just off the charts, this thing with the signs, people are just, I can't recall this, and it's affecting both parties.
Oh, sure. And I can't recall it ever being like this. And I've been in Tucson for 30 some years. And, politically active, and it's just awful on both sides of the fence. You know, both parties are losing signs left and right. I've put out signs personally, and they're gone the next day. They're gone.
Where do they go? Taking them to a dump?
I think they throw them in dumpsters, you know, behind businesses and whatnot.
So you said you put some signs out, and they were gone the next day.
Oh, and that has happened more than once. There was one particular location and sign that I put out five times because it could not last overnight. And like I said, it's both parties. And Allison Jones and I, the current chair of the Democrat Party, put out a joint statement that got some coverage against the practice. And we both agreed that we would be prosecuting anybody that could get caught in the act. It's very hard to catch people doing this because they do it at night. And so it's just a terrible situation. There's money invested. There's time invested by the people putting them out. And it's unfair and a bad thing to do.
Is it against the law?
Yes, it is. It's a misdemeanor, a Class 2 misdemeanor, I believe. Mm-hmm. There's a fine involved and jail time involved, but it's very hard to catch and prosecute.
So, Don, you'd almost have to have a video of maybe somebody needs to start putting kind of a video camera at some of these.
Well, that'd be ideal, but you think about where you see these all along the highways. It's not realistic to do that. Where they had it, I think over by Sunrise and Swan, they caught some folks who did, steal signs. But it is. I agree with David. I've seen this Actually, for a couple of decades, I ran for office many years ago and had to replace signs that disappeared many,
are they expensive,
many times.
These signs?
Sure, because you know, any campaign has a limited budget, and you budget so much for signs and such, and to have to, and I was told this when I ran, to budget at least 25% extra for replacement of signs for that part of the budget. And that's what it takes. Yeah. And I think I'm seeing more this year, too. I would agree.
Yeah.
Signs as, again, I'm out running in the morning that have been defaced or just yanked up and thrown to the side. It's really sad to see.
I picked up literally a trunk load of signs at the corner of Kolb and Speedway. Both sides of Kolb on the south side of Speedway were littered. Somebody had gone through the night before and just taken everybody's up. And I filled the back end of my SUV up with them and took them back to the office and recycled them.
It almost sounds like it's some kind of a concerted effort.
Well, I think it is a concerted effort by a limited number of people from both sides. I don't think it's organized.
Okay.
But I think these folks that are doing it repeatedly.
And just because of our political climate making it so much worse this cycle?
There's so much hatred, you know, on both sides. The temperatures are high, and it's a hot election.
Well, David, you pointed out you've been in town for 30-plus years. Me too. Or me also. I have never seen this kind of a early ballot response, Don and David. It's just off the charts.
Yeah, it certainly speaks to the candidates and the time and what's happening at the national level, which filters all the way down. It's particularly encouraging for Democrats because the numbers we saw after the primary indicated a slight increase in Republican turnout, but a huge increase in Democratic turnout, which is something we have been looking for years. And we're finally seeing not just the Democrats who hadn't voted previously come out, but a wave of newer Democratic voters, younger voters, minority voters. And we see this through the registration numbers as well. So that's the encouragement, is that those numbers now are starting to match registration. And there's been a significant growth in registration in both parties this year, but the turnout has, based on the primary and the early numbers to some degree, benefiting Democratic turnout.
Yeah, everything you said, Don, is correct. We have increased our registration as well, and our numbers as of this morning for this general are up from the primary. Early voting is really catching on, and people are getting it done.
We should point out about how much that it's about 42%.
Right, about
40. Of the half million ballots that were sent out, 42% have already been turned in.
Correct. It's unprecedented at this point. I think maybe it's the beginning of what will be a long term trend in voting, but we'll do better. We'll catch up. We always outvote the Democrats on election day itself, but it remains to be seen, you know, what those final percentages are going to be. We're outnumbered in Pima County, and we know that, and our job is to get a higher percentage out than the Democrats get in terms of their ballots sent out. Because we have to. We're outnumbered, so our percentage is going to have to turn out to be higher than theirs.
Can you give us some idea?
We're outnumbered, I believe it's in the 70,000 to 80,000 range after all the increases in registration that occurred.
70,000 to 80,000?
Yeah.
There are about 255,000 Democrats registered in the county and to about 185,000 Republicans. And the other interesting number is almost the same number of independents as Republicans, about 185,000, 186,000.
So the elections are decided by the independents in a large degree, and that's just what we're fighting over and what we're battling over is to get our registered voters in each party to get out and vote, and then just see how many of those independents we can capture.
We have so much more to talk about with David Eppenheimer and Don Jorgensen. But right now, gentlemen, I want to tell everybody about Mona's Danish Bakery, my favorite bakery in town. And Ann and I decided yesterday we'd go up to Mona's. We do so quite often on Sunday. It was outside, great morning to be outside at Mona's up at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. There's dining outside. Some folks were inside. There's plenty of space inside, too, and really a lot of nice people. I met a lot of nice people there, some coming for the first time. I'm very picky about the way I like my scrambled eggs. I like them very moist. Basically, the egg hits the grill, and I want them up. So they're nice and moist. And with the hash browns that they do, those cubed hash browns at Moe's, not Moe's, at Mona's, then I had the toast. It was a rustic bread. So, I mean, you're going to get a, it was a great breakfast. And I have to admit, for dessert, I had one of their beautiful peanut butter cookies. This thing is the size of a Frisbee. Anyway, you're going to get a great breakfast up there. They're open right now for lunch. Check it out. Their website, monasdanishbakery.com. You can call ahead or you can order online, however you want to do it. But I will see you at Mona's. Our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, David Eppenheimer and Don Jorgensen. We'll be back with us in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios right after this.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com. A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is in the process of developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan and soon will consider which projects best address transportation needs across the greater Tucson region. As part of its ongoing public outreach, the RTA invites your early input on which projects meet regional goals. Learn more about plan development and provide input at rtanext.com.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Okay. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Guests appear on our live line courtesy of Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery Fine Framing and located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Walk-ins are welcome, and they're also cranking up the e-commerce on the website, moesgallery.com. David Eppigheimer, the Republican Party chair here of Pima County, seated to my right. Don Jorgensen, seated to my left. Don, former chair of the Democratic Party here in Pima County. Again, David, I've been in town a long time. I can't remember a push like this with billboards, some radio advertising, urging people to vote Republican. You guys spending a little money on this election.
Yes, we are. I made a I made a promise to myself that this cycle, this quadrennial, the fourth year in my term, being the presidential and great important races all the way down the ballot, that I was going to raise the money that would allow us to compete. We did. And it was a bunch of people pitched in to recruit donations. And we raised a lot of money, and we spent a lot of money. And it's, as you said, billboards and radio and a big component on digital. We have video ads on streaming television. And we'll see if that's enough. The push is to get Republicans to vote and to push that that turn-in percentage up as high as we can get it.
But this may be the wrong year, Don Jorgensen.
For Republicans?
Yes.
Oh, we don't mind if they spend money. It's good for the local economy.
I mean wrong year in that they've spent a lot of money. And if there is a blue tsunami, as they say could happen, because of the voter registration, some of the down ballot races may be affected.
Well, that's an interesting question as to what happens with the down ballot races. And I think both parties are concerned about that because there's so much focus on the top and so much money coming in, not just at the presidential level, but certainly for U.S. Senate with Mark Kelly versus Martha McSally, that there is a lot of money there, which has also led to a little bit different approach that the Democratic Party has taken. And I give a lot of credit to Alison Jones, the current chair, and her team, because it's been much more targeted with registering voters and making sure to get out the vote, educating the voters about the candidates all the way down the ballot. So using a lot of social media work, targeted phone calling, person to person versus the kind of robocalls everyone's sick of, as well as targeted lit drops, again, for social distancing and safety. And it's one of the first times I can honestly say I've seen a more coordinated approach than in many years. And so the team there with hundreds of volunteers deserve a lot of credit for that. And we're seeing the result, as David mentioned earlier, with the early ballot returns.
David, yeah. Are some of your races competitive?
Yes. And again, that's what we're focusing on is the local races. Mm-hmm. We're Pima County Party, and we're focusing on Pima County races, and that's where we've spent the money. Yes, we think we're going to be very competitive in a quite a little list, but certainly our sheriff's race, the recorder's race, and the treasurer's race, those are races that in two out of those three, we hold the seat, and we certainly believe we'll recapture them and continue to hold them. And then in the recorder's race, we with Benny White in the recorder, and of course Sheriff Napier in the sheriff's slot, and Beth Ford, the incumbent treasurer, we think these three races will take for sure here in the county, and rightly so, given the competition, which is much weaker in all three of these races, inexperience and education than our candidates are.
Now, on the Democratic side, speaking of competitive, District 1, Pima County supervisorial race looks competitive to me.
It does, and that's a potential seat changing. Right now, you've got the incumbent, Allie Miller, who's really polarized a lot of voters in that area, who has endorsed the Republican running, Mr. Spain, versus Rex Scott, who comes in with years of experience in the community. He has led schools in a couple of districts and well-known, not just in the district, but I think around the county for his work. Very knowledgeable, very experienced, and has run, I think, an excellent campaign focused on issues up there. And so this is a district that is changing. It's dropped from, I think, a 12,000 Republican vote advantage or registered Republicans versus Democrats to now just over 3,000. And again, when you look at the large number of independents in that district as countywide, this is the first time that a Democrat has a chance to take that district since it's been in the current format it's in. So
a little bit of history for you. It was 1972 that the last time a Democrat had District 1, and I believe it was Ron Asta.
Right. So you're looking at almost half a century, and and Rex Scott, I think, brings the right combination and the right year, obviously. I think we're going to see a strong blue wave with one of the best candidates for supervisor we've seen for a while.
Well, I would challenge that. You've glossed over Rex. He was fired twice by one of those school districts that you mentioned. TUSD fired him twice. He doesn't have the background or the history that you've represented that he has, and I don't think he'll win. Voters are going to know that, and Steve Spain is doing a very good job of pointing that out. He's a flawed candidate, and he will not win that district. We'll hold that. That 3,000 vote edge will stand up, and we'll hold that district.
You're confident.
Very confident.
Mm, okay. Even if there is a big Democratic turnout.
Even so. I mean, okay. because voters in District 1 know this about Rex Scott and know this is a big cloud being thrown out to obscure his record. He's not a good candidate. It'll show, and he'll lose.
Mm. Well, Rex has spoken on that and quite honestly
and
openly.
Yeah, we had Rex had on this program with Mr. Spain. We spent a whole half hour a couple of Fridays ago having them on. We also had the sheriff and Mr. Nanos. So we felt those were a couple of the key races and wanted to give our listeners a chance to hear them together.
Yeah, and I would tell folks, go to Rex's website and learn the facts because you're not getting them from the Republican side. And he has earned the trust of families of thousands of voters, folks that know him in the district up there, based on the response we've seen from the folks who attended those schools and who know better and know that he was scapegoated by, frankly, an incompetent TUSD board many years ago.
His website can't obscure the fact that he was fired twice. That's a fact.
And unlike a Republican, he doesn't. He gives you the facts and lays it all out. And so folks can look at that and look at his record of success and experience.
All right. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Why do you think this is going to be a Republican year in Pima County? Why are you feeling? And I'm hearing this really. You're really sounding optimistic.
I am optimistic. Yeah, I do recognize that if there's a blue wave, which you've talked to, or a blue tsunami, you've called it.
Yeah,
it'll be tough. I do recognize that. But I think our candidates are so superior. That if the public will get themselves educated about this and not just vote one party down the line, that we will win some of these races. We will recapture some that we haven't had in some time. I think that Gabby Salcedo Mercer can take out Sharon Bronson. I feel very strongly about that. And I think that we have a very good chance of flipping that Board of Supervisors. Steve Diamond has absolutely no chance against Steve Christie. He's the only thing you know Steve Diamond for is going to Board of Supervisors meetings, standing up and spouting Marxist doctrine. That's what you know about Steve Diamond.
Oh, come on.
And I've done it. I've been in there and listened to him myself repeatedly. He's a Marxist. And the community knows this, and he has no chance. Rex Scott's a flawed candidate. Sharon Bronson's been around way past her due date. And these people, we've got a shot. Now, if there's a blue tsunami, it's a different story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course it is.
And Don, why do you think there will be a blue tsunami?
Folks have had enough. They've had enough of failed leadership from the top, from the White House, from Martha McSally, even in the state legislature. Governor Ducey failed to deal with this pandemic, much like Trump, and so has the Republican legislature. And folks have had enough, and they want to see real leadership. And that's why I think this is also the best opportunity for Democrats to take control of the state House, get closer in the state Senate, because folks are ready for change to really meet the needs of the state rather than just follow a failed philosophy.
Well, I think what the people in Pima County have had enough of is the blue Democrat leadership in this community for decades that have failed them. You want to talk about the president who's a Republican and the governor who's a Republican. They're not in Pima County. The people that have screwed Pima County up are Democrats for decades. The roads are horrible. You can't take your kids to the park because the homeless have taken them over.
Look at what the Democrat supervisors have done to provide the funding for roads.
No time, guys. All right, we'll see what happens. David Eppigheimer, thank you very much. I know you're off to the airport for the president's visit at 3 o'clock, right?
Right. That's absolutely correct.
All right, David, thank you.
Thank you.
And Don, thank you very much.
I'm going to go have lunch.
All right. Buckmaster Show, presented by the Face-Off Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We'll be right back with Ryan Hansen.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This Monday in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, guests appear on our live line courtesy of Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Speaking of green things, while I was up at breakfast yesterday at Mona's Danish Bakery, ran into Jan and Jack, the owners of Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, and they are just so delighted with the response now. Folks going over to Green Things on their beautiful 13-acre site. They're checking out the furniture at Zocalo Village, which is part of the complex, and they are buying all sorts of green things, and they wanted me to personally say thank you to all the very loyal Buckmaster Show listeners who have been supporting Green Things over the years. It's time for our insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen. Ryan is president and chief operating officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency since 1976. Bon Voyage and its wonderful team of travel experts standing by now to create your trip of a lifetime. Three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley, and Oro Valley. BVTravel.com, the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Good, Bill. It's great to talk to you.
Good talking to you as usual. It's always a pleasure to have you on our program. Some encouraging news from TSA. For the first time since March, 1 million folks passed through TSA security yesterday, and that is really the first time we've hit the million mark since March. Yes, granted, it's off considerably, about 60% from what it was a year ago, but things are starting to improve in the travel industry.
You're right. And when you start to compare data in pretty much almost every sector, right, Bill, you talk about this every day, comparing year over year data is just too depressing. So you look at what is the recent past showing us, and that is definitely an uptick in people's willingness to travel and travel safely. There's no doubt that with airlines ramping up their requirements of face coverings, they've increased their use of HEPA filters. They've done just a really good job of limiting interactions in flight with flight crews. All of those things are leading to a more healthy, healthier travel experience on an airline and giving people that confidence to travel again, which is what we all hope to do in, quote unquote, the new normal that we'll live in.
We have done a couple of air trips over to Oregon in June to visit the Redwood National Park. We're into the national parks right now, Ryan Hansen, like a lot of Americans. In August, we visited the Mount Rainier National Park. Tomorrow, we leave for a park here in Arizona. We're doing a little road trip to northern Arizona to the Petrified Forest National Park.
Great options for you. And there are so many things domestically that when people think of utilizing Bon Voyage or another travel agency, they think, oh, it has to be something super complicated. It's got to be maybe a two-week international trip that I need a lot of help with. You may need help with something that's close to home, and national parks are a great option. Yosemite, Yellowstone, really and truly still somewhat in our backyard. I love that you're even getting closer to home with the Petrified National Forest. Just what an amazing topography the state of Arizona presents, from the Sonoran Desert to the highlands all the way up into the Petrified Forest. Some great options there. We also love talking about other places that you can travel domestically, Bill. And you and I have talked in the recent past about these types of trips. Just a drive over to San Diego or maybe a flight down to Cabo. When you're thinking of those trips, please think of Bon Voyage Travel because we can help you with your accommodations, your excursions, understanding all of the COVID policies of air travel and transfers when you get there. All of those things we can help with, and almost invariably, we can bring you an extra amenity or two with your stays in the hotels, maybe some some dollars towards some credit on site or a free breakfast or even a complimentary upgrade. So travel is definitely taking a new view, and people are thinking more close to home here, Bill, as you would expect under the current life that we're living right now.
And Cabo is on the radar screen for myself for 2021 and a lot of other people. Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, all of these Mexico destinations you can fly to. No COVID-19 test is required into Mexico. Just this weekend, the country of Brazil opened up. Folks are thinking about Rio de Janeiro or Iguazu Falls, a bucket list place for me, I know, that's on the border there with Argentina and Brazil. You can do those kinds of start planning for them right now, Ryan. And you mentioned that your travel people, your experts, can often help with some of the luxury hotels like in Cabo or Cancun.
That's right. And a lot of people maybe don't think of us for that. But again, if you want to stay at the Montage Los Cabos or the Gran Vales Los Cabos or another handful, we have about a dozen properties that we represent and sell actively. And the reason I say that is we can kind of talk you through which hotel, which resort is better for beach activity if you want to be on the beach, if you would rather be in town, if you want to be in a more of a resort that has golf course access. We're going to help you through that. But when you book with us, we have advantages. If you don't want free breakfast, don't book with us. If you don't want resort credit of up to $100 per stay, don't book with us. Those would be reasons to book with us in addition to all the expertise that we're going to provide you. And one destination, Bill, that you didn't mention, but I know you and I have talked about, is Hawaii is now opened up just this past week to testing. If you take your test and within 72 hours have a negative test result of your flight, you do not have to have the mandatory 14-day quarantine. And Hawaii is seeing, thus far, granted, it's only 4 days into this new policy, they're seeing a lot of new travelers, and they're seeing people traveling safely. That's the most important piece.
Yeah, that was next on my agenda for sure, the Hawaiian Islands. And the officials in Honolulu were quite honestly, Ryan Hansen, they were very surprised by the response. Lots of response. Granted, you're not going to be elbow to elbow with people, so this would be a great time to visit Hawaii because hotel occupancy is still just at a fraction. Do the folks at Bon Voyage, you and your team, do you have some insider travel talk that can get some people into a luxury property on Waikiki?
Oh, we have it on all of the islands and a handful of properties in every location. Again, as you know, Waikiki presents a much different Hawaiian experience than, let's say, the island of Maui or Kauai. And that's why you would want to talk to us. Even if you've been before, maybe you don't know what you're missing. In regards to the differences in accommodations, and maybe you want to look more at a villa-style stay or a resort stay versus a high-rise hotel right on the beach. There's advantages and disadvantages to each of those different properties. But when you think Hawaii, also think of Bon Voyage, and we can help you with also getting you to the right health clinic that can help provide that COVID test that you do need to travel to Hawaii.
You know, and we've talked about this before. I think we mentioned it last month. This is not really a demand problem. It is really just really supply about what is open and what is not. But just by the first 4 or 5 days, what we saw with the Hawaiian Islands, there is plenty, Ryan Hansen, of pent-up demand.
There is even more pent-up demand than you can ever imagine. A recent study done by Travel Weekly magazine, which is a very credible source in the travel space, just last week revealed 95% of the people they surveyed are ready to travel. Now, that's a little broad, right? Ready to travel under different circumstances for different people. And I know some of your listeners are probably out there saying, I'll travel when X happens,
where right.
You don't have to wear a face covering or what have you. But I think that what that survey does reveal is the freedom of movement and what people want to do, and under the right circumstances, they will travel. And there are different openings across the country. You and I love the Caribbean. I know you have been to numerous islands in the Caribbean.
Yes,
you can
sir.
Travel to the Bahamas. You can go to the Dominican Republic. You can go to Puerto Rico right now. Those islands are open. You can go to Dominica, to Barbados, to the Grenadines. There's a lot of options for you if you're looking at a holiday getaway and you're thinking, I'd like to go somewhere. I don't want to interact with a lot of people. Some of those Caribbean islands by nature are very remote. It could be a great option for you over the holidays. Think about that, and we can get you set up on the right island.
All right, Ryan, we're going to have to run. Are you still doing the virtual things on Wednesday?
We sure are. So join us. Go to bbtravel.com. We've got our weekly webinar series every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. We've got another one this week from Royal Caribbean. So if you want to hear about Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, join us tomorrow afternoon, or actually Wednesday afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Ryan. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Take care, my friend.
Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel, their website, bvtravel.com. The Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Guests appear on our live line, courtesy of Rincon Ventures Property and Real Estate Management. Coming up next, Coach Skurin is in the house. He's excited about his upcoming radio program on the weekends here on KVOI. He'll be with me in studio. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock-full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority Plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year regional transportation plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for the draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Guests appear on our live line, courtesy of Rincon Ventures Property and Real Estate Management. This portion of the program presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Time to start planning to visit Silver City so you're ready to do a road trip when New Mexico is once again open to out-of-state visitors. But there's nothing that prevents you, and I hope you will go onto the website and check out southwestnewmexico.org about great places to stay and so many recreation opportunities, wilderness hiking in the Gila National Wilderness and the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Tucson resident Jeff Skurin is with us. Mr. Skurin, Coach Skurin, one of the winningest football coaches in America. His record as a high school and college coach is just so remarkable. 300-plus wins. He's been named Coach of the Year 15 times in four states, state all-star coach four times. He won 18 league championships, engineered turnaround seasons multiple times. His Sabino High School teams made five appearances in the state championship game in 10 years, reached the state semifinals nine out of those 10 years. So, I mean, Coach, I could go on and on with your resume, but I don't have time because I want to get right to you and your exciting plans. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I appreciate all those kind things, I tell you.
Yeah, I've got a resume here for you about 2 miles long.
I still look over my shoulder and see who you're talking about.
Who is that guy we're talking about?
You know, when you're coached long enough, you know, you get into this groove and you realize it's all about next week.
Sure.
You know, you celebrate the win for about that evening. And,
yeah.
And then it's somewhere in the middle of the night, you start to worry about your next opponent. And if you really care about winning and taking care of your kids and preparing them for the game, you're just on to the next page, and that's all it is. After a while, you begin to realize how fortunate you've been to have the right people around you, the right kids, the right administrators, and like anybody's success, it's not about one person.
No, it isn't, and it's a cumulative effort. Look at the broadcasting business. I've always said you're only as good as your last show. I always try to remember that every show. I want to leave it all on the table, Coach Skurin. It's a lot like that in coaching.
It really is, and here I are right now getting your chance to actually relive my undergraduate major, which was in journalism.
And broadcasting, you're going to get a shot at this on Saturday. The show launches here on KVOI this Saturday, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the name of the show? Do you have some co-hosts with you?
Yes, it's called Behind the Locker Room Door, and I have with me my old friend, Glenn P. Howell, who's been around Tucson training athletes and working with high-level athletes for years, and does the U of A pregame radio show that a lot of fans will know him about.
Right.
And Glenn and I have been very close for a long time. As a matter of fact, I took him to Japan with me for an all-star game when I coached a team there, and he was such a great hit. And then we're working also with Brad Ellis, and in 2011, we did a very hit radio show, high school after Friday night after the games were over, and Brad was sensational.
Brad's been around. He's a terrific talent.
I tell people he put, because the show ended up being a big hit, and people wondered why we stopped. Well, I went back to coaching. But Brad put the ball on the tee, and I took out Big Bertha Driver and got to just sit there and whack it. You know, he's great.
What are you going to talk about on the show?
We're going to look a little bit behind the scenes of things and not really talk about what actually happened, but we're going to talk about the whys and wherefores of these topical things and a lot of subjects that a lot of people don't really know about. Certain things with my coaching background, which is, by the way, beyond football, with many sports and a lot of things that we do with kids and how to develop kids and to teach people about really what happens, because there's just so much misinformation out there, and we would like to correct those things and maybe help educate people along the way.
Coach Skurin, I'm so curious about how this COVID-19 thing has changed the world. There's no question about it. And I'm wondering how the sports world is going to come out of this, namely NC2A football.
That's a tough question, but I think the future looks good, provided nobody... You know, sometimes you just try and do too much at one time. And along the way, Bill, I don't know where it is, but we learned that if you're going to be good over the long haul, if you're going to be successful over a longer period of time, you have to develop patience. You realize that things move forward in steps. And sometimes they're baby steps, but as long as you're moving forward, that's the right thing. There are formulas out there in professional sports that work. Major League Baseball has had difficulty. The NFL has had difficulty. The NBA and the National Hockey League had great success. Both of them had full seasons with not one COVID test.
No.
Now, it took a lot of money to put that bubble together, but just like there are hybrid models that work in education, and I'm a big fan of these clusters in hybrid models, so if you get one group sick, you don't have to stop school for everybody. Mm-hmm. And these things can work. If we'll follow the science, we know what to do. We just have to have the personal discipline to step forward and to take these things step by step by step. I'm disappointed that the NCAA and a lot of states have not paid attention to what we learn from the NBA and the NHL and how we failed a little bit in baseball and football. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should just be a little bit smarter and pay a little bit closer attention, because there's nothing more valuable than our children as resources. And of course, kids going home and getting affected the rest of their family, that would be a punishment that you just wouldn't want to put on any young person. I think when these things hit other people, we could look at it just a little bit as a statistic. But when it turns around and happens in our own family, and I had a flu a couple weeks ago and had to have a test and turn out negative.
You had a scare.
But I tell you what, folks, it's a scare, and you don't want anything to do with it. Plus, this flu bug was pretty darn nasty, too.
Wow. How about the coaching ranks in college and even high school? How is this going to change? How is COVID-19? I mean, in college, a lot of the athletic departments, it's unheard of, cutting at places like Nebraska, Ohio State, cutting athletic department payrolls.
Yeah, people in coaching have to realize that we're part of a bigger system. And our first, and the product that we work with in is student athletes. These aren't pros. These are kids. And they might be 22, 23-year-old kids, but listen, they're still kids, and they still have families, and they still have outside responsibilities, and they do need a life. That's the psychology of this should not be, tampered down. That's an important part of growing up, and we have to give these kids positive experiences, but we also have to be measured in this thing. And everybody's taken a hit, and particularly on the financial side. These TV contracts are huge and lucrative, and there's a lot of incentive to move forward, but you just got to be, I use the word judicious a lot. You've got to be smart about how you move forward and take into account that these are student athletes, and our first mission there is the education of kids. And although some of these programs get so big time, a football pays for a lot of other things on a campus, particularly particularly the not so well known sports, let's say. And that's important, but there's nothing more important than our children.
All right. So, what do you have planned for your premiere show, Coach Skurin, this Saturday at 5:00?
Well, you've touched on a lot of it. We're going to take a good look at what's happened here in Arizona.
You're going to take a deep dive into the whole Arizona look
into sports. Our model has not worked here in our state. The AAA, we have now schools that are playing, some that aren't in the same region.
It is.
We've had
mess.
Some that have had to stop in the middle, and you take a look at, and we'll look closely at the Virginia plan. And they came out 3-4 months ago and said, we're going to do this, and here's the dates, and we're going to start after the holiday, mostly in the spring, and we're going to move forward. And they are so laser focused on doing this right, give themselves a little bit more time to look at what happened in the NFL, to look what happened in major league sports across the board, and to look what's happened in the NCAA. And they wanted more time to analyze this so they could do what's best for their kids. In Arizona now, we have the worst possible system right now. Some are planned, some aren't. It differs from city by city. It differs from county by county. And since we are one state, and really when you get down to it, we're Phoenix is a big metro. Tucson is growing, but we're still not a huge state.
No.
So we should have been able to solve this.
It's a disaster. It really is. Coach Skurin, we will look forward to you and Brad and Glenn and the show coming up Saturday, 5:00 in the afternoon, 5 to 6 on KBOU. KVOI. Good luck to you, Coach Skirin, in the new show.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support. It's been so nice to have all my media friends, you know, come in and not just say congratulations, but answer my questions, because I've gone from being an expert in my field to an absolute rookie. And at our age, that's not easy.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Coach. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Guests appear courtesy of Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management, who supports our live line. I'm Bill Buckmaster on behalf of Coach Skirin. Have a great afternoon.